You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We're back and we're talking with Dr. Marita Scholl. She is the author of a couple of different books, including Adrenal Stress Connection and Making Sense of Women's Health. Before the break, Dr. Marita, you were talking about, spring cleaning and, you know, and talking about cosmetics and how toxic some of these cosmetics are. What are the toxins that are really, you know, that are in makeup that are so bad? And which ones do you figure are the worst?
So I don't know if the listeners have ever heard the saying, get the lead out of your lipstick. So, you know, when we look at specifically lipstick, lead, so the heavy metal lead is a big, big offender with respect to affecting the nervous system and the brain, cognitive function. So, you know, wherever possible, I always tell my patients to make sure that they're getting, a clean, environmentally friendly and clean lipstick or lip gloss. Phthalates are also a big one that are found in a lot of our cosmetics. They're also found in plastics too, but they're classified again as we call them xenoestrogens, meaning foreign estrogens. So they have the ability of actually mimicking our own natural estrogen in the body, but they're typically found in anything, any of our cosmetics that have a fragrance. So, you know, shampoos, commercial shampoos, perfumes, body lotions and things like that. So the best thing that I do with recommending products, because, you know, a lot of patients will say, oh, well, what do you recommend? And how do I know? What do I look for on the label? And, you know, I send a lot of my patients to the Environmental Working Group website. So the website is www.ewg.org. And they have some really, really excellent resources and excellent, really easy user-friendly charts. And they also have a database of, I believe it's now over 70,000 products. So you can actually go in there and type in by brand name, either whether it's your mascara or your body lotion or your shampoo, and it'll give you a rating of how toxic the product is from 1 to 10. And so I find, you know, a lot of my patients find that very, very beneficial, because then they can start, you know, one by one looking at what they have in their bathroom or in their kitchen, because they even have also a list of the cleanest household cleaners and so other charts like that. But you know, when sometimes I talk to my patients about, you know, some of the household chemicals and cosmetics, and they'll say, well, you know, do you expect me to, you know, throw away all my makeup or throw away all my personal hygiene products? And I say, no, you know, just, you know, start looking at labels, start educating yourself, go check out EWG.org. And, you know, I think there's even like a little wallet card that you can print off to keep with you when you're shopping. And, you know, when you start running out of things, you run out of your shampoo or you run out of your body lotion or whatnot, start switching over one by one to more natural personal care products. Because it's not just going to benefit us, our health, and, you know, the health of our children and our families, but also, you know, we want to think about the environment as well.
Is BPA in all plastics, or has it been removed? It's been removed from baby bottles, or I understand, but, you know, what is the effect of these plastics, you know, not just in cosmetics, but in our body?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So BPA is one of the big ones. And it's interesting because I know I did an interview a few months ago, and we had a discussion about the BPA, and there was this sort of misunderstanding that maybe BPA, like, we didn't get BPA anymore. Like, BPA had been banned out of Canada. And, you know, it has been banned out of baby bottles, you know, like sippy cups and baby bottles and infant formula packaging. But BPA is still found in commercial reusable water, some of the reusable water bottles, even just the plastic water bottles that you buy from the grocery store. A lot of the plastic food containers do contain BPA, saran wrap. And again, when we talk about the concerns of BPA, is, again, it's classified as one of these xenoestrogens. So it's It's a foreign bad estrogen that has the ability to mimic our own estrogen receptors and estrogen, natural estrogen in the body. So what they're finding now is, you know, things like BPA and things like phthalates that are hormone disruptors or hormone mimickers, we're now finding there's a lot of research coming out that's tying these things to not only, I talked about, you know, the nervous system in children, but also because it's a bad estrogen, they're now finding that it's contributing to things like breast cancer and, you know, anything that's an estrogen-dependent condition in a woman's body. So, you know, ovarian cysts, uterine fibroids, and even things like PMS. So for women that, you know, have really bad flooding periods or PMS symptoms or hormonal acne, we're now tracing it back to a lot of these chemicals that women are being exposed to. And I think women are much more vulnerable because of the cosmetic component, right? Because often, you know, what do women do before they leave the house? Well, they're putting makeup on, they're, you know, using hairspray and mousse and product and, you know, lathering themselves in body lotion. And if, you know, if they're using just sort of commercially, you know, drugstore brands, a lot of those will have these hormone mimickers or these chemicals. So we're much more vulnerable for sure.
What happens, Dr. Marita, when we microwave plastics? Is that getting into the food?
Absolutely, yes. So when we talk about plastics and trying to switch over to glass and, you know, ceramics and stainless steel, so the worst thing you can do with plastics is microwave. Because what happens to that plastic and the BPA is by heating up a plastic with BPA in it, it is actually going to leach into your food. So, you know, even with plastic food storage containers, you know, if you're putting in like hot soup or hot leftovers, you know, you do not want to do that because a lot of the BPA is going to be leached into the body. So no microwaving. I mean, it's just best to really start transitioning away from the plastic and just switch over to glass or ceramic. And I mean, it's easy to find glass everywhere now, like Canadian Tire or, you know, a lot of drugstores or, you know, Target and things like that. They have now glass, lots of glass containers that are just a lot healthier for you to really minimize your exposure of BPA.
Dr. Marita, you've said that, you know, that we should be taking off our shoes when we go into the house. What does that have to do with detoxification?
One thing, you know, if, you know, we're talking about a lot of different changes for with regards to, you know, cleaning up your house and minimizing your exposure. And but the easiest thing that people could start doing now every day is to, take their shoes off before they get into the house, because a lot of the chemicals that you're bringing into your house can be found on the sole of your shoes. So, you know, you just think you walk around in your shoes all day, you maybe walk over grass that's been sprayed with specific pesticides or weed killers, and then, you know, or you're walking through, you know, the garage, or you're at a gas station and there's like gasoline everywhere, you know, and just think you're tracing all those chemicals and those compounds. You come into your house, and especially if you have carpet, you're wearing your shoes all through the house. I mean, all those chemicals are going to be absorbed into your carpet, and even, you know, trace amounts will be even left in, you know, even if you have hardwood floors and things like that. So best thing you can do to really keep your house clean, especially from environmental toxins, is take your shoes off before you go inside.
You know, I think that the Asians detoxify by putting their feet into some vinegar. Have you heard of that?
Well, vinegar can be very antimicrobial and can be can help the lymph drain as well. So I know that I don't know if you've heard of foot bath detoxing. So there are some practitioners that have these foot baths, and you know they have certain magnets and things like that in the foot bath that helps to detoxify and eliminate toxins through the feet. And you know, you can do that kind of in the same way with regards to vinegar or even like Epsom salt baths as well. So Epsom salt, even do doing a foot soak, or even doing an Epsom salt, like soaking in Epsom salts, can be very detoxifying because it just opens everything up. It helps you sweat, and you know, a hot bath, and really helps to eliminate some of the toxins through the skin.
Are there foods or supplements that help people detoxify?
Absolutely. You know, one of my favorite herbs for helping to detoxify is milk thistle. And so milk thistle has been researched for years and years as a potent liver detoxifier for both phases of the liver. And, you know, even turmeric, actually. Turmeric is my next favorite. It's a really excellent herb for liver support and detoxifying, but it's also a very strong antioxidant and has anti-inflammatory components. But when we talk about specifically, you know, a lot of these hormone mimickers and these chemicals that we're being exposed to, I've now started putting, you know, all my women patients on a product called Estrosense, which has the milk thistle in there and the turmeric, but it also has compounds like I3C, short for indole 3 carbonyl, and things like sulforaphane. So a lot of these compounds actually come from the cruciferous vegetables, so kale and broccoli and cabbage and Brussels sprouts. So, you know, including those foods in the diet, really excellent for helping to balance women's hormones, really important for binding onto any of those harmful estrogens in the body that we might be exposed to. But all these compounds are also found in the Estrosense formula. And I'm using it now as a preventative tool because I'm finding that, you know, our environment is not getting any cleaner. You know, we are being exposed to more and more chemicals on a regular basis. So I think just having that extra support on the liver is really important for, you know, helping with keeping your body alkaline, keeping your body inflammation down, and also from a hormonal perspective, really keeping those hormones in balance. Having a healthy liver is absolutely key.
So, you know, if we were to start doing, you know, detoxification, would you recommend us using foods as well as supplements like you suggest?
Definitely. So, you know, when I'm doing a sort of a clean eating program with my patients, I'll say, you know, first of all, we want to remove any offenders. So we want to remove anything that's going to put more stress on our body. So common food sensitivities, for example, you know, dairy, gluten, eggs, peanuts, alcohol, too much alcohol, coffee. So, you know, it's really just about, you know, going back to the basics, you know, good whole foods, lean proteins, so like lean antibiotic hormone-free chicken or, you know, fish or turkey, lots of veggies. I still include the grains, so like brown rice and quinoa. And some people, and then, of course, all the green leafy vegetables, really, really, again, potent for binding onto those harmful estrogens, but also help with liver detoxification. And I also find some of my patients, they will do some juicing. So I don't recommend doing a juice fast for the full 7 to 10 days, but, you know, even doing a little bit of juicing with certain, like, your green leafy vegetables, you know, some natural diuretics, so things like, you know, cucumber and celery and, you know, adding those to a smoothie, that can be really good also while you're detoxifying. And then adequate amounts of water, really, really important as well. So, you know, start your day off with a cup of warm lemon water, great for getting the digestive system going, a boost to the metabolism, and also helps to sort of invigorate the liver.
Dr. Marina, can you just summarize what you've been talking about in the last half hour for people that are just joining us? And then maybe give them some information where they can get hold of you on your website or to find your books.
Absolutely. So just to sum up, you know, I think when we look at the amount of stress that is being put on our bodies, you know, we have to remember that the environment is one of those stressors. So, you know, we spoke a lot about, you know, environmental toxins. You know, check out EWG.org and really start looking at some of your labels and, you know, just even take one room at a time, you know, start with the kitchen or start with the bathroom and just start reading your labels and just sort of switching out cleaner products for, you know, maybe some of the commercial products left in your house, and take your shoes off before you go into your home to really help to keep your house clean. But I do have a website. It's drmarita.com. So doctor spelled out D-O-C-T-O-R, Marita, M-A-R-I-T-A.com. And both my books are available on Amazon, as well as most health food stores across Canada and the United States.
Dr. Marita, thanks for coming on. It's been great having you.
Thanks so much.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking with Brad King about his book, Dirty Diets.